Now on Sports Today, the coaches back to back. For Pedders, the place to go before you tow. Brake, steering and suspension. See pedders.com.au.
Brad and Haggis tonight. Let's get straight into the coaches back-to-back. It is going to be a massive game this weekend. The Adelaide Crows in mighty fine form come to Perth to take on the might of the West Coast Eagles. And their coach, Don Pike, not unfamiliar with the West Coast Eagles, joins us. G'day, Pikey.
Yeah, good evening, guys. How are we going?
Going extremely well. More importantly, how well are your team going?
Yeah, really pleased with the performance on the weekend. It was the last couple of weeks before that we've been, so happy with the form we've been running into, and I thought it was yesterday against St Kilda we played some really good, strong, positive footy, which is really pleasing.
Don, what was more pleasing and satisfying yesterday, the 88 point win, and then you kick 19-19 and have extra more than 40 shots at goal, or keeping the Saints to 6-9-45?
Well, both are pleasing. Obviously it's been pretty well touted our forward line and our capacity to score and keep the board ticking over, which has been one of our strengths this year. And equally, the areas we've been working on is to try and restrict some entry down the other end. And to come away with I think it was 45 points against and 30 inside 50s was good for some of the work we've been doing in that area.
Does Scott Thompson return this week?
Yeah, well, he'll be available this week. Look, we've always said along the way that Scott 33, we were going to look at his loads and bits and pieces, and he's pulled up sore last week. So, I expect he'll be back and available this week.
Pikey, when things are going along swimmingly and you're winning, there's not too many distractions. Is the Josh Jenkins thing causing any ripples in amongst the club or around the club, the fact that he hasn't signed yet?
No, not really. I mean, that's sort of been left with our list management group. I mean, those talks are ongoing. I've been on record as saying that Josh is keen to stay, which is good news, and we're really keen to have him there. So those machinations will work their way through the list management crew as time goes on.
It makes you really dangerous, though, doesn't it, when Walker, Lynch, and he all get on their game together, and then of course you throw in the little fellas.
Yeah, look, there's a nice blend and mix down there of guys with a high level of talent, but they've also got a really great connection. They're building that synergy between them, which good forward lines have. And the really pleasing part is they're all really selfless in terms of the way they give the ball off. They look after each other and they work as one. So that's been a real positive. And the other thing is some of our ball movements give them the opportunity, and we've got to give them enough opportunity to go to work.
Pikey, the presence of the three big boys that Brad's just thrown up, with the way you play and you get it in quickly to them, does that make the small forwards, Betts and Charlie Cameron, even more dangerous?
Well, it can do it. Obviously, their role as tall forwards is to compete, both on the lead but also on the air ball that comes in, the long ball in. And that's where sort of Eddie, Charlie can go to work down there. And on top of that, we've got Tom Lynch and Mitch McGovern, who's providing a bit of both in terms of air and ground. So, look, it's a nice blend and mix to have, and as I said, it's about giving some supply to them as well, so we can see them do their work.
The West Coast Eagles forward line is much touted as well, Don, as you well know. Look, the Bulldogs, for want of a better term, had a no-name defence yesterday, were able to restrict them. Yours is a little bit unnameable too at times, isn't it? So your boys have done extremely well.
Yeah, look, we're really happy with how our back sort of seven or eight guys has blended together. They've now... They're another group that's had a fair bit of continuity this year and played a lot of games together. And again, that's building their relationships and building their understanding of how each other plays. And history tells me that the best back lines, they get that sort of bond between them and real understanding of how they gel. And our guys are starting on that journey, but there's been some really, really positive signs, and they're certainly in a better space now than they were, 10 weeks ago when we started the season.
Pocky, if I hone in on one of my favourite players, Daniel Talia, 26 possessions yesterday. That sort of Josh Gibson type of stuff, and he's not renowned for getting big numbers. But since you took over Adelaide and you needed to find ways to offset, the loss of a big player like Dangerfield, was encouraging your defenders to run and create and carry the ball? Because Smith and Laird and Henderson all get plenty of running ball too, don't they?
Yeah, well, look, I think Tails' output yesterday was probably a little bit more reflection of the way the game was played. We were able to to win the ball at the contest and get the ball into our forward half and keep it trapped in there. And St Kilda probably invested some numbers back there to support their defence, and Tails was able to sit back with a number of our backs. And I think Jack Lever had 30 touches yesterday, and sort of the ball was sort of switching around the back there, which gets them a number of possessions, which is good. But clearly, we've encouraged our backs to generate as much ball as we can. And when the ball gets in, we want to try and get it out of there as soon as we can and take the best option. So those guys have been working on that since we started pre-season.
Don, when a player or an assistant coach or the like transfers club the following year and they come up against their old team, they say, oh, he's the secret spy. Are you the secret spy for yourself this week?
No, I don't think so. Look, obviously, I've got a couple of years' recent history with West Coast, and I've got enormous respect for the players and coaches and the people I was fortunate enough to work with there. And, I guess I've got some insight knowledge, but the reality is it's played on the ground and it's played between the players. And, we'll be able to talk to the players, I mean, the Crows guys this week, a little bit about some of those things. But, we'll leave it to the players to fight the battle out.
A big part of the role that you had at West Coast was forward planning. Going into this season, Pikey, with your projections into the first couple of months especially, and I saw it as probably just about the toughest draw in the competition, you came out of that 4-4, now you've strung three straight together, Gold Coast, GWS and St Kilda, 7-4. Did you have a target scoreline for when you might have gone to the bye after this Eagles assignment?
No, we never really had any target or vision on where we'll be. I mean, we started the season with a really clear view just on North Melbourne round one, to be honest. And the competition's proving to be so even that week to week, you're seeing that in the results, is that, any team on any day is capable of beating another team. And it's pretty foolhardy to start projecting forward and thinking, oh, that's a win, that's a loss. No, we're pretty much focused week to week. And look, at the start of the year, we identified some areas you want to improve in. And it's fair to say in this game you get measured every week, and so you get reminders of areas where you're going well and areas you've got to keep working on. And we've had a few checkpoints along the way that's allowed us to just reflect on how we're travelling and things we need to maybe put some more focus on at training and review and education. And we've sort of done that. So we're making progress in those areas, but there's still a lot of improvement to go.
How have you fared in the public opinion and the media over there? Because if you ask Tigers and I'm sure you say, oh, Adelaide are far better than Port Adelaide. You're only a game ahead of them.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because at the start of the year, I remember some of the rhetoric around Adelaide, which was on Port, and some of their early performances, led them to come under a bit of scrutiny from the media here in terms of how they were going. And, that's changed, and as it can in this game, as you know, changed really quickly. I mean, look at Carlton at the moment. They've gone from, I think they lost their first three, and they're now 6-5 and one game out of the eight. So, as I said, it's such an even year, and, the confidence belief can change pretty quickly, and, that's what we're seeing throughout the season.
Is footy in Adelaide much different to Perth, Pikey? I asked a similar question to John Worsfold a week or so back. Naturally, him being in Melbourne, very different to Perth being the hub of footy and so many teams. But is Adelaide much different to Perth?
Oh, look, it's similar in a lot of ways in terms of two-team town. Mm. Look, I think there's the focus over here from the interest, the desire, passion for the teams is very, very similar. And look, it's in a lot of ways it is the same, although there's differences, but not significant ones.
Do you team defend, Pikey, or do you horses for courses? We've seen in more recent times perhaps the go with players coming back into it. When you look at the West Coast midfield with Prittis and Gaff and that type of player who amass a lot of the ball, Shuey, are you liable to maybe go with one of them?
Oh, look, it's always an option. I mean, as you say, it's something which some teams are adopting that strategy. Other teams are taking more of a total sort of team defence view on it. We've probably been more down the total team defence view, but we've always got contingency plans in place because, as you say, whether it's Prittis or Gaff or Shuey or Lacroix coming up, there's a number of players within that West Coast lineup that are really dangerous, and we've got to make sure that we're on song. Otherwise, bad things can happen.
Hey, Donny, we can't wait. Thanks very much for your time tonight. We really appreciate it. Good luck on the weekend against the West Coast. It's going to be a beauty.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.